It would seem from our Gemara that aside from Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, which is merely based on a minhag, the other Hallels during Yom Tovim and times of Nes are minhag Torah. Gemara says, Hallel de Berish Yarcha, Lav de Reis. The Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not minhag Torah, in contrast to the other ones that are minhag Torah. Rashi says, Takanas Nevi'im, and therefore Kid de Reis Adami. We regard it as the Eiris. This big machlokes Rishonim had to learn our Gemara. Does the Gemara mean literally it's Minat Torah, or perhaps not? The machlokes is between the Rambam and the Ramban. Rambam writes, how could you say it's Minat Torah? Take a look at the content of Hallel. What's going on there? It's full of Tehillim. Who composed Tehillim? David HaMelech. How can you say that Hallel is Minat Torah? Therefore, he says, really, Hallel is midrabbanan. Why then does the Gemara seem to refer to it as deraisa based? Says the Rambam, it's takanas neviim, and we treat it more than just a takanas derabbanan or a minhag. We treat it like deraisa, and that's what the Gemara meant. That's all the Gemara meant. But of course, technically, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. The Ramban disagrees. He says, look, he says, dear Rambam, I don't understand what you're saying. Let's take a step back. We know that there's a shaila regarding tefillah. Is tefillah ben Torah? Is it ben Rabbanon? The Rambam himself, says that although the content, the text, the nusach tefillah was certainly introduced by the Rabbanon, the tefillah we daven today was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, but of course the concept is ben Torah. Ikroi ben Torah. In fact, we had this on that base. Ul'avdoi v'cholavavchem. Says the Gemara, Ezi yavoydu shebelev. Havel emezu tefillah. So it's based on a pasuk. So one of the Mepharshim says that avoydu belev is gematria tefillah. Avoydu aslev. Gematria tefillah. In any case, says the Ramban, you agree to me that there's a difference between the essence and the content. The musak, the concept of tefillah is min ha-Torah. When you daven, you're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, despite the fact that the Torah doesn't stipulate, doesn't spell out what to daven, that was introduced and composed by the Rabbonim. Same thing with Brichas Hamazon. V'ochalta v'savata v'rachta. What should you say? Take a look at the Torah. We don't find any hint as per what we're meant to say. There's no nusach in the Torah. It was composed by Moshe, by Yeshua, by David, throughout the Torah, that the Gemara Bracha speaks out. No, how could it be Minat Torah? There you go, says Ramban. We have another example of something which, by its very essence, is Minat Torah. The concept is Minat Torah, but the details, the application, the pratim, the nusach, the context, the text is Rabban. Same thing with Shira. There's a mitzvah Shira. Levi are meant to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. What did he say? We had this back in Rosh Hashanah. Every day did he say something else? They say, Hashem Eretz Malaya. What do you mean? It's a psukim of Tehillim, which came much later. There you go, says the Ramban. We have a concept that's Minat Torah. We learn from psukim that the Levim are meant to sing. What to sing? How to sing? That was interpreted and introduced by the Rabbanon. They decided it's appropriate for them to sing this parak or that parak of Tehillim, which corresponds to the essence of that day, Briyas Olam. Every day corresponds to that inyan. Therefore, says the Rabban, when it comes to Hallel as well, we can certainly say Hallel is Minat Torah, despite the fact that the content found in Hallel was introduced during the later generations. Rather, says the Rabban, it's Minat Torah. Perhaps it's Halacha Meshem Sinai. Perhaps he says it's included in the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Simchat B'Chagecha, Simchat B'Chal Tov, Yapsukim, that a person is meant to be happy and joyous during Yom Tov. And this is just another manifestation, another expression of joy and gratitude during Yom Yom Tov, the opportunity to be close to Hashem. We get up and we sing Hallel, expressing our gratitude at having been zeichet to such good fortune of being Hashem's nation. So, says the Ramban, the concept is Minat Torah, although the details, the exact application is Minat Rabbanon. Now, is this just an academic discussion? Just an abstract, or does it have a practical application? Nafkumina la halacha, yes. How? By a suffix. He's unsure of whether he said halal. We know that if it's a mitzvah min haTorah, safek deraisa l'churma. If it's only the Rabbanon established their mitzvahs and halachis in a manner where when you have any safek, you go l'kul. Just the way they did it. So according to Ramban, halal is min haTorah. You're not sure whether you said it, say it again. According to Rambam, it's only the Rabbanon, you're potter by a safek. L'mayis the Shagas Aryeh assumes that halal is the Rabbanon, he says, and therefore, if you have a suffix, you can certainly go to Kula.